We're here now with Sunny Ward at the 2006 Extraordinary Technology Conference in Salt Lake City. Sunny wasn't a speaker at the conference this year. He often has spoken at these conferences. He's a notable inventor from Idaho. His inventions cover a wide range of subjects, including fuel-saving devices, various medical liniments and potions, and other items of interest. But we'll let him explain himself.
Hi, my name is Sunny Ward. I have been lecturing at the Extraordinary Technology Conference, Tesla Tech, today, 206, end of July, as we always have the conference. A good turnout, good show up. I've been asked by Michael Rubisong to explain some of the motivations and how I got to be a real bona fide inventor, because I do hold patents that were issued to me in the 90s and in later years, or back to the 70s. And I believe what motivates me and keeps me going is the fact that I want to help people. I want to change the world. I want the young kids especially to have a better standard of living. We did have some young ones show up today. It was a joy to speak with them, especially some of the ladies. I feel that in the United States, the technology is really bogged down right now. I can see no future in the hydrogen. It's expensive, the hybrid cars. And I'll tell you a little story about how this started. I got this red Honda, and I made a hybrid from it. It was a 1968. I had another white one, first full-bodied solar car, and incidentally, that still powers my house, which is completely off the grid. It has plenty of running water, hot water, free energy, no moving parts, walk-in refrigerator. And people came from all over the world in the United States to spend time with me and visit, and have been totally amazed. After I realized that it would be a difficult task, because I seemed to be, quote unquote, a little ahead of my time, or way ahead of my time, and a little futuristic, I was definitely feeling I was in trouble. And you know, they say there's opposition to it. Well, my dog got shot, she died. The house got burned down, and it's no longer there. My wife kind of thought I was a little weird, and she laughed at me. So I guess there is some drawbacks, but I never lost my conviction or my perseverance or, I guess, my will that I was going to make these things better. And why I started it at the end for the beginning is, it's finally came true for me. The time is now. The credibility is now. And what I would advise anybody, you know, everybody wants to be an inventor. I invent a lot of apparatus like Tesla did, and people will say, well, you know, I'll take this home, I'll change it. Oh, I can make this better. And usually they end up messing it up or destroying it one way or the other. And then they bring it back to me and they say, well, gee, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I said, I told you. Well, I guess it wasn't listening. Give you a point in hand. I built this battery charger. This is variable. It has a variac, variable control. Sell it to a gentleman. He's charging a big 6-volt battery. So he charges up the battery. A couple of days, it charges up fine. So he says, you know, I just wanted to see what would happen if I turned it up to 40 volts. Well, it's kind of funny, but anybody knows you can't put 40 volts in a 6-volt battery. said burn it up instead of back it. So those are the kind of things I face. And you know, the other thing it isn't all gravy or wine and roses, because every time you step out beyond that barrier, like I've got a new fuel additive, we're testing right now. It's really weird. I poured some gas in a tank the other day and it actually seemed to run a little better. So I'm thinking, you know, I got to really be weird this time. You can't burn gas or hydrogen in internal combustion engine, but it seems to be working. A lot of people have tried it. A lot of people are using it. And it's a new technology, but then I find out, well, everybody's got additives. And, of course, I'm thinking, well, why is mine any better? I'm not as maybe knowledgeable. I don't have maybe the lab equipment. But my stuff always seems to work. And it's tremendous pressure, and I think of what Nikola Tesla went through, and he said sometimes he would just almost lose his sanity. He'd go into induced kind of like comas because he just was physically and mentally wore out from the stress of inventing. So it's not just, you know, the glory. There's a lot of behind the scenes worry, stress, experimentation, things that don't work. As Einstein once said, he said, most of inventing is perseverance. And he said, great spirits have always been hindered by mediocre minds. And Tesla had some sayings, and he I can't remember offhand what he quoted, but I know he was very persecuted. I know he was taken out of the realms of the history books, and sometimes I have felt that, I guess, loneliness and instability, and sometimes maybe even questioning my own sanity, but it has always worked out. And now, getting to the end of this conference, I was really accepted with great credibility. I'm going home. I have two offers to be on television, and things are really working out. I'm very happy. I'm very proud of what I've did and what I'm going to continue to do. And I always thought, you know, Tesla's my idol, and they used to call me the Tesla of the 90s. And, you know, it'd take hours to tell you all the fun that I and Michael have had here. And so I'm going to just let him, you know, ask me three or four questions or whatever he feels. And he's kind of familiar with who I am and what I've done.
Yeah, over the years I've gotten a lot of good reports back on you. People say that your stuff does indeed work. And, you know, this is a problem in our field. Sometimes people put out stuff that doesn't work and they charge an awful lot of money for it. Part of being an inventor these days involves salesmanship. And I noticed that you seem to be pretty good at that part of it too. And I think that's part of your success.
Well, I think it's charisma. And I think you have to be honorable. I remember somebody used to say, well, we stand behind everything we sell except the manure spreader. And, you know, do respect for everybody. Boy, some inventions and some people do spread a lot of manure. And that's the trouble. Why I mentioned that is because it's a trouble for the credible inventor, because people see all these frauds, these fakes. We got some inventors now, and it seems like political trouble and, you know, being questioned about their credibility. But as I approach to attend the 2006 conference, I was called by several, I guess they were people coming here, and they said, Sonny, you know, the only reason we're coming is because of you, and you always come up with something brand new. And that's another thing. I've never showed up in a year. Every year I come with something new. I've been doing this, I think, now for around 10 years. So I guess that's a lot of new inventions turning out. And I would honestly say they've all been credible. Some work better than others.
What's your new product this year?
Oh, well, you know, I always get these weird ideas, and I invented this. It's kind of like a catalyst it looks similar to a really dark motor oil made by molasses, and I guess it's okay because one guy apparently, I sent him some, he thought it was his food supplement and drank a bunch of it. Oh. He said he's still all right, and he was just getting on the airplane, and he said, well, it was okay, but you put it in the fuel tank of the car. As some of you all know, I had the Acura injection. They changed the computers, and it did deactivate the cylinder, similar effect. But you put this in the fuel tank of the car, and it causes, through reduction in surface tension, anytime there's a burn in the engine or any kind of a, even a hot point or a burner, a bowl of water, you get a lot of moisture. And this is an additive. You can put water with it. You can put gasoline, diesel, probably anything with it, and it will emulsify it or blend with it. Like you can mix water and gas together, water and diesel together, and it blends perfectly. So when it goes into the engine and it actually burns, then the engine separates the hydrogen from the oxygen goes to the carbon. So we've had several cases that the car quit burning, at least smoking, and blowing out smoke out of the tailpipe. The engine inside turns a really first a white and a nice chocolate brown, which is a perfect burn. I took it to some experts, and they said that it had to be free hydrogen and burning that to get the increased power. It had to release more oxygen to get the better burn, and it appeared to be the perfect burn that a couple experts ever seen. We had pollution tests on the tailpipe with amazing success, and everything seems to be, it's been about 2 months I've been testing, everything seems to be very good.
Now, where do you find the inspiration to come up with a particular idea, a new invention? At any time?
Well, you know, I lectured on this since 1994 when I went to the first Tesla conference, and I'd done some IANS. And somebody asked that very question. I said, well, you know, I kind of believe there's a higher power. Maybe it's God. You know, a lot of people, maybe it's, you know, something. But I feel like we're guided, motivated by a spiritual higher power. Maybe it's an alien. And people say, well, I asked for this divine guidance, I asked for this, I asked for that, and I'm not a Jesus freak. What I'm saying is I think that we're guided. And the inspiration comes when people never listen. And so, like a lot of people, I think we're all a little bit religious in some form or other. And so they say, well, I pray and pray and pray, and nothing ever happens. And I say, well, the reason is because you don't listen. So the phone rings and rings off the wall. Well, I got to go get the groceries. I got to pick the kids up from school. I got to worry about paying these bills. So you don't listen. And what I do, and this is really amazing, Lockheed said this about me, the federal government, been viewed by the Department of Energy, Department of Defense, you know, about everything you can imagine. And of course, a few objective people. But it always comes to me, and when I do, I just basically ask for guidance. It always comes, so I wake up the next morning, I get additive, I poured it in my car, it worked great. I got a couple friends to do theirs, great. Some people that attended the lecture, great. And then I got this really crazy idea. I worked with this 33 years ago, shelved it a couple times, and it was designed to burn water in the engine, so I poured some water in my gas tank, and it seemed to run even better.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, I want to thank you, Sonny, for contributing to this series of interviews, and I think you've said some things that are quite helpful to other inventors. And in a way, I look on this series as a possible course for people who want to learn how to get into this technology. So we'll see what happens with it, because it's all new right now. So thank you very much, and you have a good trip home.
Okay, I will, Michael. And I would say this, our relationship goes back, at least
94.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And
do you have some contact information you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, yes. You know, I'm kind of from the old school, so I'm not really a web person. So I got a phone number, and usually in the mornings I'm always there having coffee or something, but phone number is 208-662-5268, or my post office address is Nova Plasma, that's N-O-V-A-P-L-A-S-M-A, P.O. Box 235, Hamer, Idaho, that's for H-A-M-E-R, ID 83425.
Okay, thank you.